views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Hope you still are. Tuesday, December 9th, 2014, 106. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. Our website, www.yoandrewnts.com. Tweet me at AndrewTreeGeo. Like us on Facebook, Yo Andrew News Talk Show, parentheses, radio show, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Email, spell it right, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Bill Cosby, still going on. They want this guy with criminal charges, or at least speak.
Do you think he should say something? Yes, no, or you don't care? Do you think?
I don't care. Yeah. As long as it's long and painful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he never cared what happened to us.
Bill, what's going on, Bill Cosby? I personally never heard of these accusations until this year. Many of you also have probably have sat and said, when did this happen? Well, this actually happened beginning in 2005, and we'll get into the timeline a few moments of the events. Howard Ford is my phone screen, my father spectating, as always, Teddy Giordano. I am your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program, your program, and mine also. Bill Cosby. We all know Bill Cosby from many TV shows, including his own The Cosby Show, hosting in many television shows, stand-up comedian, right? The guy's a legend. The guy's opened his doors for many who followed him. Then it took a really wrong turn, where many of Bill Cosby's accusers have come out in the past several weeks, 5, 10, 15, 20, I can go on with more, have come out and said, hey, this man is not who you think he is. And he hurt me at one point, and I have not been able to forgive him ever since. That's what many are saying, including 5 of Bill Cosby's accusers who spoke out on CNN last night. An hour-long special, The Cosby Show, A Legend Under Fire. CNN anchors Lemon and Camerota spoke with Barbara Bowman, Joan Tarsius, Christina Ruschel, Victoria Valentino, and P.J. Mastin, to address the ongoing allegations against Cosby. Each woman talked about the negative effects their alleged experiences with Cosby have had on their lives, even 30 or 40 years after the incident occurred. And this is just a continuation of what we've been seeing. Now, Bill Cosby, the problem is he hasn't spoke on it. He hasn't come out and said, I did this. He has created words, beat around the bush, but he's never come out and said, my name is Bill Cosby, and I have not had any type of relations with any of these women who's coming out. Yet more and more and more coming out, and more and more and more losing respect for the guy. Is Bill Cosby hurting himself? No. I said this in the beginning of this whole situation about Bill Cosby. I said the only reason why he's not saying anything is because his lawyer, his representation, is telling him not to say anything. That's what it is. His lawyers are saying, Bill, don't worry. This is going to blow over 10 girls. It's going to blow over 15 girls. It's going to blow over 20 girls. It's going to blow over a whole hour special on CNN, the Cosby Show, a legend under fire. Can't get any worse than that. You got the actors and actresses from the Cosby Show going on Twitter about it. Those who defend him, who in Florida, who saw him at an event a few weeks back, clapping and applauding, Bill. It just keeps going on and on and on and on. And then Bill Cosby, during an interview with the Associated Press with his wife, after the young man conducting the interview, and this was on November 19th, 2004, where the Associated Press released a video of a November 6th interview in which Cosby tells an AP interviewer to get rid of the footage of him refusing to comment on the charges. This is what he says, clip one.
Thank you.
Now, can I get something from you?
What's that?
That none of that will be shown?
I can't promise that myself, but you didn't say anything.
I know I didn't say anything, but I'm asking your integrity that since I didn't want to say anything, but I did answer you in terms of I don't want to say anything, of what value will it have?
I don't think it will.
Ma'am? What'd you say?
Sorry?
What did you say?
I don't think it has any value either.
Yeah.
Imagine being in that situation. You're doing an interview. You work for the Associated Press, been around for years. Bill Cosby, why is it right in front of him, a legend? And you honestly ask him, what do you feel about the accusations? And then Bill Cosby tells you, even though he did not say off the record, yeah, can you not say anything? Do you mind if you cut that out? Look how the young man interviewing, how awkward he was sitting there. Oh my God, what do I do? You can't go up to Bill Cosby. How much he's being hated or loved right now. You can't go up to Bill Cosby and say, hey, we're not doing that. God, I feel bad for the guy. For the interviewer, not for Bill Cosby, for the interviewer. So it just gets better and better and better. And by the way, that was clip five, not clip one. I want to play clip two. Again, we already heard in the beginning of the hour, and I want to play again because that's what we're going to get into. I'll get into the timeline a little bit later, how we build up to it. I just want to get into the question, and this question is this, clip two. All right. Okay. Here it is, clip two.
Do you think he should say something, yes, no, or you don't care? Do you think?
I don't care, yeah. As long as it's long and painful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he never cared what happened to us.
Now, that's a question that I'm asking. Should Bill Cosby say anything? Of course I think he should. It's just going to get worse. The lawyer, who probably believed it was going to go away, backlash, meaning what you expect to happen did not happen. It escalated, got worse. You need to address it, and you need to address it seriously. This is not a joke. You're hurting the reputation of yourself, the reputation of those around you. You need to get up, become a man, grow a pair, and say to the world what you did and didn't do. And even though many of these women might say, we'll never join this man and we'll never forgive him, many would. Sadly, we're a forgiving world. You're just going to make it worse. Just stir, just building the fire, Bill. That's all you're doing. It's that simple. Now, we have a clip here from last night's special, CNN, And this was a clip of how many of the women are drugged. There are five accusers. We already named them. Sitting CNN. And they were asked, were you drugged? Here it is. Clip four.
How many of you were drugged? Allegedly. All of you.
Yes.
And that seems to have been, from the women that we've spoken to, his MO. There are allegations that he would drug women.
Yeah. Right.
Do you, who of you remembers being drugged? Tell me.
Well, I remember both times. I remember having one Bloody Mary topped with beer, as I've said. He called it a red eye. And I woke up, I don't know how long later, with him taking off my clothes. And you don't pass out from one small drink.
Do you think about him every day? No.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, though, Don. It's like this subliminal soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I don't think about my son dying 44 years ago every day, but it's always there just under the surface, you know.
So these were the five women who all came out and said, we were drugged by Bill Cosby. We were sexually abused, assaulted by Bill Cosby. So they're coming out, they're stirring the fire, and Bill Cosby is nowhere to be seen. And it's not getting any better. Let's go walk right into 2015. Now, with the online world and more women coming out, and when the news is kind of slow and Bill Cosby can always stir up some type of content, Bill Cosby needs to come out and he needs to say what he did or did not do. If someone came up to me and asked me, Andrew, do you believe Bill Cosby did these to these women? I would say, I don't know. I don't. The reason why I say I don't know, not because I, you know, have been a fan of Bill Cosby and the Cosby Show for a long time. I say that because these situations, you know, again, you have 20 women who came out and said, hey, this guy drugged me. How many of those women were lying? You don't know. These situations can always go back and forth. We need a full-on investigation. We need to see a jury. We need to see the courts come in. We need to see Bill Cosby, put into a situation where we can really find out. We need lie detectors. We need a lot more. We're not going to compare this to anything else. We're not. Don't compare it to Michael Jackson. Don't compare it to what else? To Bill Clinton, of when he was accused of having sexual relations with an intern. Don't. Different situations surrounding different information. Even though when it comes to Michael Jackson, it really proved years later you tend to find out more. And with Bill Cosby, we're already at that place. In the next segment, we are going to go into the timeline from 2005, when we really started to see the conversation begin to receive light. And then we're going to go into how this all started in 2014. And how it's led up to where we are sitting today, to last night's CNN special. This is something that's been building for years. 2005, you saw that. It went away. How did it go away? We'll get into that. Now we're almost 10 years later. A lot more information, a lot more technology, and a lot of women who are coming out accusing this man of doing something he might have or might not have done. Again, your opinion. Do you believe in Bill Cosby? Do you believe you have enough information to give me an answer? Tweet me at Andrew Tweet Geo. Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Email, spell it right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. If you believe you have enough information, you can come out and say, Andrew, I know. I have a right to tell you this. That Bill Cosby came out and did these things, or did not, for this and that reason. I would love to know your opinion on it. It's really what it comes down to. It's all up to you. It all comes down to. It's your turn. Don't be shy. Come out. Tell me. We know you have a lot of fans out there who are a fan of Bill Cosby and who will stand behind him. Because you have many in the audience who see situations like this happen. And at the end of the day, you have no idea what's true and what's not true. Kind of relates to last week's Ferguson event. When it comes to, okay, we have no cameras. We have some witnesses here, some witnesses there. At the end of the day, what's true and what's not true? And you'd be amazed how sometimes you watch someone and you think in your head, man, she can't be lying. And then when you least expect it, ooh, she was. It's like a TV show. You're sitting there and, all right, which character is the villain? And then, oh my God, it was her. You would never think. The tone, the eyes, the actions. You were one of those who said, nah, I don't believe it. I cannot believe. Nah, really? All right, you got me. It could be very similar to this. 20 people or 20 women are sitting there and they have come out and said this. Yet you have no idea what's true and what's not true. But we're going to get into the timeline. We're going to get into more depth of what we've seen with this event. And maybe that will help many of you make a decision. Or if you choose to make one. Some of you might not. Some of you have the information, stay behind your guard, but we'll give you more information. I want to get into how it started. I want to get into many who have come out and said, this man drugged me. This man is not who you think he is. Yeah, he's a funny guy on television. Behind the scenes, though, he's a very evil person. I'll be right back.
Listen to all the views off the air at www.yoandrewnts.com/interviews. Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
Almost done. Hopefully you're still with me. Hopefully you're not making plans to get out of here. Stay with me. We only got about 35 minutes left. I don't even think we're commercial. 30. And it's a clip of wisdom. 30. 28. Then the last intro. 27? 27 minutes left of me. I don't think that's too bad. If you're just joining us, we are asking you, the audience, do you believe in Bill Cosby? Tweet me at Andrew Tweet GL, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS, and email YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. During the break, I was on Facebook, like I always am. It's a bad addiction. I've said this on this program many times. And you see that because you didn't make one decision, you tend to be excluded from another. I mean, it's interesting. And then, as I'm examining the situation, I say to myself, because I'm assuming why I was excluded from the second decision, that begins Facebook trouble. And that brings back to my point, and I only want to get into this for 1 second. Facebook only is trouble when you make it trouble. I mean, that's what online does. There was a time when you read a book, the details are there. You make a phone call, there's really no way around it. I mean, you really can't gossip. I mean, you probably gossip the city. So that was interesting. Yeah, because they didn't go to that one place. Now I can't hang out. Not my fault. Some people have to work. You know what? I'll share with you guys. If you go to a party and you have to leave early because you have work, other obligations, because you have to, I don't know, live a little, you're suddenly excluded by the next hangout because you didn't go to that next place. So they're assuming that you don't want to be a part of it. I digress. See, but that's not deep. Again, if I go about the situation, I create trouble, but I won't. I personally don't care. I don't. That's why you're talking about it. I'm talking about it because you're my audience. And I like to tell someone. I like to keep things to myself. I think that's a good response. Now, what about Bill Cosby? What about Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby is sitting there. And Bill Cosby is seeing because one decision he made is escalating to another decision. Now, Bill Cosby and myself are in different situations. You know, he's deciding not to go out and say something. It's going to hurt him. He has to go out. He has to say something. Yeah, he said stuff. No, I don't count it. He has to say stuff. He has to say what he did not do. I mean, I don't have to. I mean, I can easily ignore it, and I will. Bill Cosby has to go out and say something. Because this goes all the way back. And we have a great article here called A Timeline of the Abuse Charges Against Bill Cosby. Now, that's a Now, this is by Vulture.com. I tend to make mistakes on this program. I always try to excuse myself. Vulture.com wrote a piece. And everyone else is writing a piece, too. But I love timelines, though. See, now, this is a good title. If we want to get into that, this is the third article we're reading out in 2 weeks, and we're finally getting an article that's out there and makes sense. A timeline of the abuse charges against Bill Cosby. From right there, you assume what it's going to be about. The timeline of Bill Cosby. You're not looking for opinions. You're not looking for an expert on lying or sexual abuse. You're not looking at, no, the timeline. Where did this all begin and where are we at now? Maybe this will help you make the decision. Maybe it'll help me make the decision. 30 years ago today, fun fact, the Cosby Show debuted on NBC. And another fun fact about the Cosby Show is it was a time where when you place an African-American family on television with such a high status in society, it was controversial during the mid-80s. And now to see The Cosby Show being one of the most popular shows on television. Now, let's go into this timeline. The timing is prime, then, for the release of a sprawling biography written by former Newsweek editor Mark Whittaker. Cosby, His Life and Times, documents the man's rise from Philadelphia projects while also detailing the creation of his family sitcom and the murder of his son Ennis in 97. The problem about this book is it doesn't go into the sexual abuse allegations that have dodged Bill Cosby for more than a decade. And he said, the author, I didn't want to print allegations that I couldn't confirm independently. Regardless, there is absence glaring. See, that's a great statement. And I should have said that 5 minutes ago. That's how I believe. Again, I don't have enough details. I don't know what happened. I don't. Now, this is back in 97 when he wrote this book. Now, it begins in November of 2002. A young lady named Andre Constant, director of operations for Temple University's women's basketball team, allegedly met with Bill Cosby. Constant claims that Cosby, who has been a member of Temple's track and field and football teams, assumed a role as her mentor. She then comes out January 2004. She visited Bill Cosby in Pennsylvania to discuss career advice. Supposedly, according to a civil lawsuit she would later file, giving her herbal pills to ease her anxiety, Cosby touched her breast and vaginal area, rubbed his penis against her hand, and digitally penetrated her. January 13, 2005, she, who had since moved near Toronto in Canada to study massage therapy, accuses Cosby of inappropriate touching, groping her breast and placing her hand in his genitals to Canadian authorities. Cosby lawyers called the allegation utterly preposterous and plainly bizarre. So this all begins with one young lady who Bill Cosby has, you know, been a part of the Temple, even though I believe recently he has been now off of it. He got kicked out. She comes out and says, well, this is what Bill did to me. January 27, 2005, ABC News reports that the interaction between Constant and Cosby, who is at this point cooperating with the investigation, might have been consensual. February 10th of 2005, Tamara Green, a California lawyer, appears on the Today Show and alleges that Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her in the 1970s. So what we might be seeing is a young actor who we live and long by, who we thought made the wrong decision at the wrong time in 2005, might actually be someone who we don't know, might be someone behind doors. Green tells Matt Lauer that Cosby was giving her pills to combat a fever, drove her to an apartment, and began groping me and kissing me and touching me and handing me and taking off my clothes. Cosby left $200 bills on her coffee table later. Now Colby's lawyer again comes out and says these allegations are absolutely false. Mr. Colby does not know the name Tamara Green or Tamara Lucier, that her main name. February 17th, 2005, the investigating district attorney in Montgomery, Pennsylvania, announces he will not act on Cosby's accusation and bring criminal charges against Cosby. So the lawyer of the first woman we spoke about will not be will not file. She then on March 8th files a civil complaint against Cosby. The 5-count lawsuit charges Cosby with battery and assault and asks for at least $150,000 in damages. 13 women who alleged similar experience are mentioned in court papers as Jane Doe witnesses. Jane Doe 5 goes public. Beth Furrier claims she was in a relationship with Cosby in the mid-1980s, one that ended when he allegedly drugged her coffee and Furrier woke in a car. My clothes were a mess. My bra was undone. My top was untucked. I'm sitting there going, oh my God, where am I? What's going on? I was so out of it. It was just awful. We didn't move into June 2006. Philadelphia Magazine interviews another witness in Constance's lawsuit, Barbara Bowman. Cosby threw me on the bed, embraced his former against my neck, and intended to disrobe me and himself. She quotes saying, I can still remember him messing with his belt, and I was screaming and crying and yelling and begging him to stop. And it goes on and on. Then, December 2006, that same People article reports that three of the Jane Doe from the March 2005 case accepted cash from Cosby for years. And two others began consensual sexual relationships with Cosby. So while many women were drugged and did not want to accept what Bill Cosby was doing, many did. Then, February 2014. So this was great for Bill Cosby. The woman who started it all. This recently happened to me. I don't believe you. I'm leaving. The lawyer, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Bill Cosby, just pay them money. Shut them up. Pay them money, sell this, and get out. Don't forget about it. Yeah, it's a small article, but it's in the gossip. No one's going to take this seriously. February 2014, Katie Baker of Newsweek, Whittaker's former employee, interviews both Green and Bowman about the alleged assaults. Bowman tells Baker she was disappointed in the settlement, and Green recounts running into and accosting Cosby in Las Vegas, yelling, rapist, liar, and I cannot say this word on the air. While Cosby doesn't issue a statement regarding Bowman's claims, his publicist responds to Green, this is a 10-year-old discredited accusation that proved to be nothing at this time, and is still nothing. October 2014, and this is the big one. This is the big tea tale. Comedian Hannibal Buress does an extended bit about the rape charges in Cosby's hometown of Philadelphia. He quotes saying, Bill Cosby has the smuggest old black man public persona that I hate. Buress says, pull your pants up, black people. I was on TV in the 80s, and I can talk down to you because I had a successful sitcom. Yeah, but you rape women, Bill Cosby. So it brings you down a couple of notches. A clip of the set goes viral after being posted in the Philadelphia Magazine. It was already bad press for Bill, but it moves on. Cosby's PR team launches an online meme generator. Twitter's immediately inundated with references to the rape claims. And then you start seeing brand new accusers come out more and more. Joan Tarchus, who we just named through CNN last night, said she was assaulted twice in 1969. Janice Dickinson, on Entertainment Tonight, supermodel, went on Howard Stern and spoke about Bill Cosby. But that was back in 2006. She says, I remember a lot of pain. The next morning, I remember waking up with my pajamas off and there was semen in between my legs. We then move on until we saw the latest clip when Bill Cosby said, I know you're a young guy, but I don't want you to do that. We now see more accusers come out through November. Models, Playboy bunnies, payoffs to 8 different women. More women coming out. More women coming out. Cosby resigned from his position on Temple's board of trustees. That's what I was thinking of before. Press conference called by Gloria Allred, one of the accusers. Like a predator in 1973. Cosby files his own lawsuit against Hughes, saying she's the threat of sexual assault claim to trust to try to extort him. I know I said 20, and I was wrong. 19 women have publicly accused Cosby of assaulting them. 19. And this includes those who came out in 2006. 19 women from different parts, different fields, have gone against Bill Cosby. 2005, he got away with it. Now he's stuck in a situation. What do I do now? Pay all these women off? Bill Cosby, the timeline keeps going. And he's got to say something. The last thing we saw was December 4th, 2014. New York Theater cancels 2 upcoming Cosby performances. A program that he was supposed to be making got canceled. The Navy strips Cosby of his honorary chief petty officer designation, was stripped off of him. The Hollywood star was vandalized. It's not getting any better because he's not saying anything. He keeps saying they accused me, my lawyer, my spokespeople come out, but he hasn't said I didn't do it. Me, Bill Cosby. The main character in this whole thing. Say something. Get this over with. As of right now, it's a give and take. You believe the woman, you don't believe him. 19 women, did they all? We don't know. Some of them looks like they encouraged when reading through this timeline. Some, hey, I stuck with it. Some did not. This is a very long trial and a very long controversy that's going to go on for a very long time. We need to get answers, though, and that's all we can say. We need more information, we need more answers, and hopefully we can end this in the right way. Sound Clip of Wisdom up next. Be right back. Wait a minute. Where is it? Okay. Be right back.
Listen to all the interviews off the air at www.yoandrewnts.com/interviews.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Many ask what it is.
Many ask, where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
It is Sound Clip of Wisdom time. It's a clip we play to end off the program, especially during the holiday season. We're playing a lot of holiday Sound Clip of Wisdom. You're able to take the holiday sound clip and start a conversation with someone, maybe at the Christmas dinner table. And for those, Hanukkah. And for others, Kwanzaa. And for many, probably don't celebrate any. But that's fine. But if you feel that you want to have a Christmas, everyone deserves one. Everyone deserves one. And this clip we're going to play for the second year in a row really shows that. It really does. It's the clip from Home Alone 2. Home Alone is one of my favorites. And in my household, it definitely is a favorite. If you're 70 or if you're 10, Home Alone will be played. And if you sing with my brother, you probably won't be able to watch it because he would repeat every line possible. Yet, at the end of Home Alone 2, it just shows a lot of emotion. And last year, it was called I Wish. This year, we're calling the same sound clip of Wisdom, I'm Sorry. What happens is, Kevin, who is left by his family when they go on vacation during Christmas, is left in the big city, living on his own and going against two burglars he had to face the first time around a year ago. Then, at the end of the movie, really there's no spoiler to it, he just wishes that he wants to see his mom for Christmas and just tell her she's sorry. And just wants to have a Merry Christmas. And when I heard this sound clip of Wisdom, when I heard it, I said to myself, everyone deserves a Christmas with their loved one. Everyone. Some people might make a mistake. Many family members might disagree on issues. Everyone, though, deserves to spend time with their family on Christmas. Everyone. And everyone should go all out to make that happen for anybody. That's what I saw from this clip when I heard it. And usually I don't say a meaning of a clip before I play it, but I had to. When you hear the clip, that's what you feel. You feel everyone deserves it. You're going to make mistakes, but no one should be punished. You're going to have struggles, but at the end of the day, you need to be together. Here it is. Sound Clip of Wisdom. I'm Sorry. Home Alone 2.
I know I don't deserve a Christmas, even if I did do a good deed. I don't want any presents. Instead, I want to take back every mean thing I ever said to my family, even if they don't take back the things that they said. I don't care. I love all of them, including Buzz. If it isn't possible, I can see all of them. Can I just see my mother? I'll never want another thing as long as I live. I just want my mother. I know I won't see her tonight. Promise me I can see her again. Sometime, anytime. Even if it's just once and only for a couple of minutes. I just need to tell her I'm sorry.
Kevin? Mom?
that worked fast. Oh, Kevin. Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, too.
I know you and Christmas trees, and this is the biggest one around.
Where's everybody else?
They're at the hotel. They didn't like palm trees either.
I mean, you can tell me hundreds of different endings, you know, Miracle on 34th Street, A Wonderful Life. And I know people hate when I do this, but I will say this has to be one of the top endings in holiday movies. It just goes, come on. Now, one person out there does have a tear in their eye of some sort. What it shows is, we already know in our society, the son and a mother usually has a much broader relationship than the father. So when the mom, wants to see her young son that she left and goes through the whole world to get back to him on the busy travel time of the year, that's something you should cry about. To be able to see two loved ones admit they made a mistake and that they're sorry. I'll cry for that. To see her, and this is what I would love to ask these two, when they were making that scene, when she said thank you to God, when she was hugging him, if you heard the thank you, was that considered scripted? So that's something you can bring a tear about also. So just so many. Great thing. He really was one of the best. An angel got his wings and a wonderful life, and Santa Claus, with the beard, and, Miracle on 34th Street, and we're going to play our famous Honeymooners clip of the meaning of Christmas and the holidays during our spectacular at the end of the month. This really shows a meaning to the holiday, that everyone deserves to have a holiday. When last week I was speaking about why you will never see a store open on Christmas Day, this is why. Not just because of the music. I'll be home for Christmas, Santa baby, I'll be home tonight. Baby, I can't stay, I have to get home, it's cold outside. This is another reason. You wake up, you want to spend time, you're going to make mistakes. And you're going to hear the myth of cold, but everyone deserves a Christmas. Everyone deserves to sit down and be able to share it. Everyone. I mean, because maybe by giving them, it'll remind them on how at one time they were a good person. Maybe that's the reason. I mean, I love playing this clip. And when you watch it, if you have time to watch it this week, you're probably going to get tears. It's funny, because when I was a kid, I never did. Now I can't watch it no more. So, because we have some extra time left, and I'm really happy I do, I want to get into some awesome fun facts. While we're talking about Christmas movies, and how I always wonder behind the scenes of this particular scene, Huffington Post had a great piece, and I want to get in. I think we have some time. I want you guys to hear me out. 11 things you didn't know about your favorite Christmas movies. Awesome article. Loved it. I definitely want to say to my audience, everyone knows The Christmas Story. That's the one movie I will not watch until the day of. And that also has, great clips in there. We have so the child star in A Christmas Story, Peter Billingsley, he had an uncredited appearance in the movie Elf, starring Will Ferrell. That's become also a Christmas movie phenomenon. Although he directs and produces movies now, Billingsley enjoys taking on small acting roles from time to time, as he explained in the cameo. A Christmas Story, you can actually stay in the house. It's a museum. It's a house museum, and it's preserved open year-round. So you can actually go there, and you can bid on it and spend 2 days and two nights living in the house of A Christmas Story. The winner gets to bring a group of four to stay in the house. On Christmas morning, traditionally, are open in the living room, including two BB guns. That's awesome. This year, 51 bids on eBay were made. The winner took the prize for $6,016. Imagine that. $6,000 to stay in the house where Christmas Story took place. That's pretty cool. We have Yukon Cornelius is always licking his pickaxe in Rudolph because he was a peppermint prospector in the original version. For all your fans of the original first airing of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in 1964. In the first release of The Santa Claus, another popular movie, 90s movie by the way, Tim Allen, who played Santa Claus, says 1-800-SPANK-ME has a joke. This ended up being a phone sex service, so Disney tried to buy and discontinue the number. And before Disney cut this scene due to parent complaints, there was a moment when Tim Allen's character, Scott Coughlin, picked up his son from his ex-wife and made the phone sex joke. We move on. Now this is, speaking of Home Alone, the gangster movie playing throughout Home Alone isn't real and was specially made for Kevin McAllister. Now, I didn't know it, but I never really thought of it. Let's get more information on it. This is actually a fake movie that is a parody of a 1938 gangster movie called Angels with Dirty Faces. The sequel to Home Alone also has a sequel to his parody called Angels with Even Filthier Souls. The Grinch wasn't originally green, and Dr. Seuss fought for the character to be black and white. Green may have been chosen as reminded the animator of ugly rental cars. I just realized I should have read this article during our mind-blowing segment, during our spectacular. What a fool I am. This would have been a great piece for it, and I didn't do it. But you know what? We're almost done. Believe me, we'll find a lot of mind-blowing, and we've got a lot of quiz questions, including where did Bing Crosby's White Christmas first air on? It's not called White Christmas, by the way. It's something else. I actually have the movie on my iPad. Great movie. One of the Christmas classics I like to watch. Jack Skellington, in the movie The Night Before Christmas, is based on a poem that Tim Burton wrote all the way back in 1982. Christmas Vacation is based on a short story John Hughes wrote called Christmas 59. The original Miracle on 34th Street came out in May and was marketed as just a love story. It's a Wonderful Life was deemed communist propaganda by the FBI. The portrayal of banking throughout It's a Wonderful Life was far from the FBI's liking. The FBI issued a memo titled Communist Infiltration of the Motion Picture Industry on May 20th. At first 11, at first wanted the Prime Minister to be Slav, actually, because he wanted the Prime Minister to be Slav, actually, because he wanted the Prime Minister to be Stedley. And here's a bonus. CBS executives originally hated A Charlie Brown Christmas and almost didn't release the special at all. So that's some mind-blowing movies. And it's funny, I should have stated for the ending, but believe me, we have a lot of awesome mind-blowing stories in real life and in behind the scenes that we'll talk about. Want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother. Thank you. I love you. Want to thank all who allow us to air on their stations every single week on a weekly basis Tuesday night. Want to thank those who are, those throughout the week who access how we're doing, how the show is doing. It's doing good so far. You know, we have a lot of big announcements on where the direction of the show is going, the format, and will the show be in existence in 2015? You know, the show goes on for so long, And sometimes you have to just put it into a treasure and one day open it and allow other generations to see what you've done. I mean, you know, start new projects, new paths. We also want to thank the audience. You've been with me for all this time. You just keep on listening, and I don't blame you. I think we're doing a pretty good job. I think we got out everything we need to get out. Hope to have another great show next week. Maybe we'll bring on a few guests this time around. See what we can scoop up this week. See what we want to talk about. Again, remember the holiday shopping. Just because of the holiday doesn't mean anything. Keep watching those Christmas movies. Ripped off. That's one thing. Keep watching those Christmas movies. I already watched Harold and Kumar, Christmas 3D. That's more for the younger kids, but if someone likes dirty comedy, I think you might like it. I just saw it for the first time. I thought it was pretty good. I watched Jingle All the Way, one of my favorite 90s movies. Will not be seeing the second one. The new movie Annie looks pretty good. Michael see that. But I am going to see Into the Woods. Fun fact, I was in a play in college. I was the prince. And guess what? I still have the picture. I'll post it on my Facebook and Twitter. It's in my phone. Believe it or not, the picture of me being a prince has been archived for generations to come. Oh, we're almost to Christmas. Well, actually, it was about 2 weeks away. Have a good night, guys.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Hi for the sunshine of a friendly gaze. For the holidays.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-1212. 4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.